You're listening to SBS News.
Emmanuel Macron is often considered Europe's Trump whisperer, and as host of the G7, he engineered what could prove to be a diplomatic triumph. He has set the stage for a meeting between the leader of the United States and the president of Iran. Donald Trump says he's on board.
If the circumstances were correct or the right, I would certainly agree to that. But in the meantime, they have to be good players. We're going to do something. It may not be immediately, but I think ultimately we're going to do something. As I said, Iran is a much different country than it was 2.5 years ago.
The French president took an enormous gamble by asking Iran's foreign minister to fly to Biarritz for the talks that led to the breakthrough.
What I said to President Rouhani on the phone is that if he were to accept a meeting with President Trump, I'm convinced that an agreement can be reached. We know the terms, we know the objectives, but now we need to sit down around a table and reach that goal.
Relations between Iran and the US deteriorated when President Trump withdrew from a 2015 deal to limit the country's nuclear activities. European leaders have been trying to salvage the accord since then, with no success. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says he's willing to sit down with his American counterpart.
I believe that in order to secure our country's national interests, any instrument should be used. If I know that going to a meeting and visiting a person will help the country get developed and solve the people's problems, I will not miss it. The principle is the national interests of our nation.
President Trump suggested talks with China over trade wars could resume, and he offered praise for the man who he has criticized for months over currency manipulation.
I think President Xi is a great leader who happens to be a brilliant man, and he can't lose 3 million jobs in a very short period of time, and that's going to be magnified many times over.
An agreement was reached to send $20 million US of aid to Amazon countries to help fight fires and support affected communities. Antonio Guterres is the Secretary General of the United Nations.
I think it's very important that there is a strong call to the international community to support the Amazon countries now, to fight the fires and after that with reforestation, which is essential to preserve this indispensable heritage for mankind.
But at the session on climate change, President Trump was missing. The White House claimed he was busy meeting other leaders at the time. He later told reporters he considered himself an environmentalist and wanted clean air, but insisted it couldn't come at a cost to his country's prosperity. Australia attended the G7 for the first time as a special observer. Prime Minister Scott Morrison took part in a discussion on how to work with technology giants to improve their response when extremist content is posted on their platforms.
There's very strong support because, look, it's a simple proposition. It actually is really simple. The rules in the digital world have to be the same as the rules in the physical world. What we expect of companies in the physical world, you should expect from companies in the digital world. I mean, you don't go and let a company put a dodgy product, a kid's toy, on a shelf and let them buy it and then swallow it and choke to death, do you? You don't.
An expected pledge by social media platforms to fight hate speech didn't eventuate, with the US objecting due to legal reasons. This year's summit was run on Emmanuel Macron's terms and focused on issues where there is broad agreement between European nations. But next year, the United States will lead the G7, and with Donald Trump setting the agenda, it's likely to be a very different sort of gathering. The American president has suggested holding the event at his Miami resort, and is considering asking Vladimir Putin to attend as a guest. Russia was expelled in 2014 over the annexation of Crimea. This year's summit came to a close without any major blow-ups. Differences were glossed over to allow limited progress to be made on some key issues.
Tremendous unity. There was great unity. Sometimes I'd read a little bit of false reporting, and I will tell you there was, in fact, we would have stayed for another hour. Nobody wanted to leave.
But after 3 days of discussion, they did leave Biarritz, with progress made on Iran, but no other major initiatives to show for the time spent on the French coast. In Biarritz, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.